I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. Brian Blade is a reed of a man and sits up straight, lifting a shoulder at his drums. He's a child of the 70s from Shreveport, Louisiana, where his father is the pastor of the Zion Baptist Church. That's the bedrock, says Brian.
It goes back to Zion, back to Shreveport and my church experience. I didn't realize it at the time. I always look back on it now and say, okay, I was serving the song. That's what I was doing from the beginning. And that's what I still try and do in every situation. Wow, this is what I do. I hit the drums.
Late in the 1980s, Brian Blade left home for Loyola University in New Orleans. He studied with the city's legendary teachers and worked with his own young trio. When Brian moved to New York, he got to see the magnificent older drummers, especially Elvin Jones. Brian's trio mates moved as well, and they became the Fellowship Band, adding a guitar and two saxophones. Brian broke through as major artists hired him, Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan, to name two. Then Wayne Shorter scooped him up. And today, Brian Blade is a drummer in the superb Wayne Shorter Quartet. It's a heady story, but Brian keeps his feet on the pedals, his ears and heart open to the moment.
If I'm really in the moment, I find that I'm really just acting and reacting and not wondering, you know, oh, what's wrong or was that right, but I'm just doing. And you don't always get to stay in that place, you know, that zone, so to speak. But when it comes and hopefully it stays for a while, you know, I think that's where the music lives.
Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band are on stage at the legendary Village Vanguard in New York City, right here on Jazz Set. Get ready for some great music. Thank you. Drummer Brian Blade leads the Fellowship Band in his composition, Migration, with Melvin Butler on tenor and Myron Walden on alto. Because of the vocal quality of his tenor, the band calls Melvin the lead singer. Kurt Rosenwinkel is the guitarist at the Village Vanguard. The band's three albums are Brian Blade Fellowship, Perceptual, and the most recent, Season of Changes, and Migration is not on any of them. You could say we have an exclusive, but pianist John Coward says we don't. There are many bootlegs on the web. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with a surprise after this, so don't go away. In an interview, music producer Josh Jackson asked whether, having played drums in his father's church, Brian sings.
I do. I try and write songs and sing. A lot of the fellowship music actually begins in this way. I end up singing a lot of melodies, and sometimes words get attached to those melodies. They don't always, in the end, become a word song, but I do warble a little bit. Troubled waters wash over me like a stone thrown into the sea. I'm going down, don't let me drown in the deep end. He'll warble after the set. Stay tuned.
The friendship between Brian and pianist John Coward is at the heart of this fellowship band, and it started in New Orleans. Brian and John had a trio with bassist Chris Thomas. A bit later, Betty Carter would hire Chris Thomas for her trio. Now Chris is at cooking school in St. Louis, so Doug Weiss is here at the Village Vanguard and on Jazz Set. Myron Walden picks up his bass clarinet and John Coward turns to his harmonium, an old-fashioned pump organ. Brian Blade adapted a vocal arrangement by Emmylou Harris of this gospel song for the Fellowship Band, Calling My Children Home.
Thank you.
Omni, composer Brian Blade, at the Village Vanguard on Jazz Set. The Fellowship Band offers the music with no commentary. The instrumentalists tell the stories, and the listeners get inside them. It's a spiritual exchange at the Village Vanguard. And there's a closing piece after this. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
Pianist John Coward's composition, Crooked Creek, is his memory of his childhood near Paducah, Kentucky.
Thank you. Myron Walden at the alto saxophone and bass clarinet. Melvin Butler at the tenor saxophone. Kurt Rosenwinkel at the guitar. Doug Weiss at the bass. That last piece was entitled Crooked Creek, and it was written by John Coward at the piano.
Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band finished the late set at the Village Vanguard. Thanks to producer Josh Jackson. We have links to Josh's interview and the complete early set at jazzset.npr.org. Check it out. Our music mix is by David Tallickson with Josh Webb of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. We all know Brian Blade as a great drummer and composer with his Fellowship Band. However, he's expanding. On Brian's new album, arriving in spring 2009, he's the writer of all the songs, plays guitar, and sings like this. With people from Joni Mitchell to Wayne Shorter, Danielle Lanois, Bob Dylan, Pat Metheny, and Seal, Brian's vision as an artist with no boundaries becomes evident here in the new recording called Mama Rosa. What a cool way to close our jazz set. Our team is Duke Marcos, Ginger Bruner, Becca Pulliam, Thurston Briscoe III, and I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Back next time. In the meantime, get up, get out, and go listen to some live music. It might make you feel good.
I remember meeting you in the band room after school. On our first date, we stayed out late and you kissed me.
Thanks so much, blessings, and Obama to you.